do 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 do. Welcome to Idea Factory Giveaway, a guest guided tour through the junk drawer of John Sung's brain. You're laughing and you gave me those words to read.
I know. It's just such a, I don't know why I always laugh at that. yes. Everybody, please welcome Jen back to the show as our guest host. Besha still has a dog, so that's kind of where all of her sort of like energy is going right now. Because puppies, as it turns out, are a lot of work.
They are.
So yes, I'm sure that we'll have her. She'll be back. She is still, as I've said previously, she is still a part of this organization. But
yeah. I just realized that was an excuse, not a non sequitur. Welcome, Jen. Besha has a dog.
Yeah. But in the meantime, this means that I get to have an array of sort of a rotating. A pantheon of fantastic guest hosts, of which Jen is one.
Ah, yes, cheers.
So, Jen, I ask as you were about to take a sip. How have you been? What's going on?
I'm doing great. Let's see. Basically, everything in my life is different since the last time I was on the show. So, yeah. Hooray! I quit doing startups. Got really. Excited about politics and government tech, and now I work at a nonprofit.
Fuck yes.
So that's awesome.
That is awesome.
The politics part is not, because you know the world is on the verge of destruction. But
listen, you're doing your part.
I am trying.
I will say though, as we sip this, I'm realizing that we never made that Skittle wine. So we should.
We
do
did
that.
Not. You actually emailed me about it.
Yes.
And then
you were busy.
I mean, busy.
I think I emailed you like right around the holidays, which is a dumb time to do it.
Yeah. No, it's okay. Yeah. So, spring 2017 vintage of Skittle wine. It's going to happen.
I like it. That sounds like a great idea.
I've heard that the red and purple Skittles are amazing this season. So.
I guess we'll find out.
We will.
I guess we'll find out.
We will.
Let's see. What have I been up to? I've been trying to buy gloves.
What kind of gloves?
I just need a pair of like leather gloves that I can wear that'll keep the hands. So I'm going on a trip.
I was going to say, have you thought about getting the kind that you can use like a smartphone with, or do you explicitly not want that capability?
I don't really care either way. They need to be a pair of like just sort of classy looking leather gloves that will fit my hands.
Okay.
And that, because like I'm leaving for this trip in like 5 days.
Okay. So are you going?
I'm going to New York.
Okay.
Mavis and I are both going to the East Coast to New York, and then to like see family and stuff. Mm-hmm. But then she's got a best friend from college who she's not seen in like 5 years. Like she came to our wedding, right? Mm-hmm. But this person has like a live-in partner and a baby that she's never met.
Yeah.
So we're doing that, but they live in New Hampshire. So like we're gonna fly out there.
Wonderful. Now here's the thing, with the gloves, global climate change being what it is, you may not need them. It could be spring by then.
It is possible. I actually will note she did point out that the forecast looked unusually warm.
Yeah.
But who knows? I mean, that could change.
I read an article today that said that, like, a lot of, the temperatures have been so high, particularly in the Southeast, that a lot of plants have started doing the spring stuff. This is a really botany-specific term.
Yeah.
Spring stuff. Very scientific. But essentially, the local plants have sort of taken cues from temperature change and started doing, whatever it is that plants do in the spring.
Mm.
And it's going to totally wreck agriculture. Sorry. I don't know why I'm smiling when I'm saying this.
It's just, you have to laugh in the face of doom, I feel like. I've gone to a few stores. I went to a Macy's at a dying shopping mall.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out, like, they had gloves there, but they weren't the right size.
Okay.
So I went to the men's Macy's in Union Square in downtown San
Francisco.
There's
a separate men's Macy's?
There is, yes.
Why?
There's a lot of stuff, it turns out, that they need to sell to dudes.
Okay.
But also, there's a lot of stuff they need to sell to ladies, and there's already, like, 5 floors of that.
Okay.
And so they were like, we need to put the men's stuff in a different, like, building, basically.
Huh.
So they did that. And so, I went over there, and I couldn't find, like, I figured it was the bigger Macy's. Wait. It would be more well-stocked.
Why do they call it Mansies?
I think, and this is just a guess, I think that they would rather preserve the Macy's brand rather than have a clever portmanteau, which is the wrong call.
Right.
I think it's the wrong call. But yeah, no.
Yeah. Okay, so sorry.
No, it's okay. The men's Macy's, there's it turns out no gloves there. Mm-hmm. And I went and asked a guy, and he was like, you know, I hate to use this adjective, but it is unfortunately the best one that applies. He told me in kind of a bitchy voice.
Okay.
Like, we're fashion forward here, so...
So no gloves?
So we've already moved to spring, summer.
Oh.
And there's no... Yeah, they... No gloves.
Oh.
No gloves.
So I'm actually looking this up right now because I've started ordering very arbitrary things on not just Amazon, but Amazon specifically has a mobile app called Prime Now, where they will deliver you things within a couple hours. and you would think that this should be limited to like really basic like household supplies, food. No, I ordered ski goggles on this. I've ordered a space heater, just various things that really should not be available instantly on demand. Yeah, I look at my order history and I'm just very concerned about Amazon more than anything else. It's like, why? What are your demand planners telling you about the needs of San Franciscans? Like, you know what? Like, ski goggles. This is part of my day to day. So I'm actually going to look up gloves because for some reason it feels like they might be available within 2 hours.
You know, if they are, I will be. That just gives me an excuse to meet up with you again before we leave.
Yeah.
Honestly. But yeah,
I mean, they could actually arrive during this
during the recording
of this show or the next one. Yeah,
that seems highly possible.
I mean, there's waitlisting gloves.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just, you know what I mean, like you know the kind of I'm thinking of, right? Like just a pair of like leather black. You know, I mean, the trouble is that since I can't see them, I don't know how big they are.
Right. Well, you could return them.
I mean, like I'm usually a small.
Okay, so you could get boxing gloves, which are leather, and they do come in an array of sizes.
It's true.
And they can be delivered here within 2 hours. I don't think this is quite what you're looking for, but those exist.
Hmm.
And then there's wool mittens, but no other, like, men's...
No, yeah, that's not really what I'm going for. I mean, the good thing is that...
There's grappling gloves. Which, they're like boxing gloves, but with, like... finger holes, so presumably you could like hit someone with the padded portion. Wait. Mm. Batman the Dark Knight Rises, Batman gloves with gauntlets.
Oh wow.
But child those size.
with the shark fins.
Yes.
I mean that's
it's useful. You mentioned that your hands were a little smaller size.
It's
I don't
true.
Know if does child fall into that category, but not only could you make sure that you're protected against the elements, but an array of Gotham's finest.
That's true, yes.
Yeah. I'm just saying. It's an option. And you can get them within 2 hours.
I mean, I'm strongly tempted. We'll...
Oh! Or you can get a lobster-shaped oven mitt. This is... I'm going to close this app now because this is just... I'm actually not closing it. You can get oven mitts that are shaped like bear hands. Or,
amazing.
Hands or paws? What do bears have?
Bears have paws, I think.
Okay.
Yes. Well, I think it might be time for us to introduce our guest.
I think that's a good choice.
Yes.
You could get an astronaut costume.
Oh, my God. All right, listen.
Okay, let's meet our guest.
Let's meet our guest. My excellent friend, Kristen. Kristen, how are you doing?
I'm doing really well. This list is amazing.
You have been consumed with glee. So for those of you out there who have never listened to this show before, what's going on is that I have been writing down literally every stray idea I've ever had the moment I've had it for about a decade. And I've been putting all of those ideas into a spreadsheet and not doing anything with them. So now it's time to show them to the world by letting my friends kind of comb through the archive. And this time it's my friend Kristen. Kristen, what have you got for us?
Oh my gosh, there's so much good stuff in here. honestly, I don't even know that I've gotten through a third yet, so...
That's fair. The list is over 700 lines long.
Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, not long enough.
I will say that is actually the abridged version of the list. I have a true version.
It's an API to your brain.
Well, yeah, but there's like fully 300 lines in that spreadsheet that makes sense to nobody but me. So I cut them all out, and what you have before you is the one that I feel like is suitable for friend consumption.
All right, well, I'm going to go through this. Is there a structure or an order to how you would like me to pick?
Not
favorite
at all.
First.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So I have to say that I got the first one that caught my eye, honestly,
yes,
was one that I just think is miscategorized, which
or is it?
It's categorized under art,
okay.
And it's Buffy Riddick fanfic.
Yes.
And I feel like that should be in your dating apps.
Okay.
I feel like that's an equal bar to, do you want to have kids?
Sure. Sure. You know, I mean, like, so, I mean, yeah, the idea in its original form, basically, was that somebody should just start writing, because, I mean, like, I had never watched Buffy prior to meeting my now wife, and she walked me through the series. We're still not done. We stalled out at season 7.
Fair enough.
At some point during the viewing of that, I was like, there should be, like, Buffy Riddick crossover, because Buffy's a fucking badass. And I feel like, I don't know, for some reason I feel like they would get along. Whether or not they would get along.
Universes and continuity be damned, they would get along.
I think they would get along.
Yeah, sure. No, I actually think tea and crumpets all the way.
Yeah, I would like to see somebody explore that relationship. And I don't know if I'm up to the task, because it's not the kind of writer that I think I am, unfortunately. But yes, so but how would we turn this into a dating app? Is it the kind of thing where you would
Buffy, like, are you a Buffy seeking your Riddick? How does that work?
I mean, maybe you role play and write things back and forth as the characters. I'm just thinking that it would be a lovely way of discovering things about somebody.
That's also true. And you know what? You could also just make it a series of questions, sort of like an OkCupid, where there are different outcomes. And so, you know, where it asks you kind of like, what kind of relationship do you think they would have? Right? And it gives you three choices.
And you're probably projecting on levels.
Yeah. Or like, where would their first date be? You know? And again, it gives you three choices or whatever. And so, like, it stripes people based on their answers and then matches according to an algorithm. I mean, it'd be
Buffy loves the dark, but she's always looked to the light. So, I feel like the possibilities here are endless. Oh my gosh.
I think that you might be right.
It's like a Rorschach test for modern dating.
Yeah. Also, yes.
So
you can very quickly discover if somebody is crazy.
Brilliant.
Oh my goodness. Okay. I have some questions about where you were going with this, and then some practical questions.
Of course, yes.
About the fully childproof natural history museums as daycare.
Yes. Okay. So,
I mean,
we've all been to museums.
Wait, aren't they naturally childproof anyways? Because, like, if you, like, fall on the mastodon tusk, like, don't you die? And therefore, like, you're not a child anymore.
This is the best thinking that I've ever heard. Like, yeah. So yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things in front of here, but I think, yes, please go on.
Yeah, well, no, I mean,
what
so,
does
like,
fully childproof mean?
I mean that it's...
Is it DERF?
No, I mean that it's a museum, it's a natural history museum whose exhibits are proof against tampering with, where like, you know, like where like kids can still interact with stuff, right?
Okay.
But it's like ruggedized, so they can't fucking break it, you know. So
Nerf mastodons,
yeah, yes. or mastodon, you know, or
I don't know. Mastodon's the only thing I can remember that's in the Natural History Museum, which is
or like big old models of whales that they can just climb around inside.
That
doesn't really do any damage to, you know what
sure,
I mean?
Right.
So it would be, but so it's like that. It's
okay.
A natural history museum that you where literally you can just drop your kid off for the day and then fucking leave.
I like this.
Right? They can run around. They might learn a thing or two. You come back
holodecks
at the end of the day.
Yes. Because then it doesn't even have to be museumized. Like, they could, like, interact with the... someone is not a mastodon.
So any of the dinosaurs?
Yes, any of the dinosaurs. Thank you. I was like, what else was in natural history?
An ankylosaur.
I feel like there's one with a giant claw that was represented in several movies about an island. I also feel like my mom actually found her version of this in the Museum of Natural History in New York. Because I'm fairly certain she just would leave me in the minerals room.
I was thinking about that, because the minerals room is great.
Yep.
But, like, I mean, and I feel like if those are the exhibits that I feel like are the least likely to be tampered with. If you just put, like, the samples right out front, because they're fucking rocks.
Yeah, right.
Like, a kid can't wreck that shit. So, like, you know, or the meteorite. They have a big iron meteorite. So
they can't pick it up.
Yeah, just leave it out in the middle for them to climb around on and just touch it. Look, this rock came from space, kids.
And turning on the ultraviolet lights on and off.
Yeah, yeah.
I also feel like, wow, what are those things called? This is not, well, I guess, is it natural history or is it science museum? The globe that you touch and the static happens to your hair.
The Van de Graaff generator?
Yes, thank you. I was about to call it a Faraday cage, and that's not that.
Mind your dog.
Yeah, I mean that seems dual. I was going to say those plasma spheres probably not, like, just because, you know, I mean.
But I mean, you're talking about a natural history museum that is akin to an exploratorium.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but with exhibits that you can't, like, damage
or hurt yourself.
Yeah.
Yes.
I remember when I was a kid. This was actually, I don't know if this was a really brilliant idea or just something that was really distracting for children. They let you pretend you're an archaeologist and they give you brushes and there was a sandbox where you could dust off.
Yeah.
Like the trilobites and things.
Yep.
Yeah.
But the brushes in the sandbox were sort of like chained in place and the sandbox itself was deeper than you could kick sand out of it. Yeah. So there was no way to mess this up.
Yeah.
And it was very childproof but also endlessly entertaining.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. So I'm
a
not
whole museum
lie.
With that kind of thinking applied.
Yeah.
When I first read it, I thought you meant a natural history museum with no children, and I got very excited.
That would be also very cool.
Well, so here's the thing, right? If this museum,
need daycare too. Like, let's be fair.
If this museum that I had sort of, like, you know, ideated were to become a real thing, one might imagine that all of the kids that would normally go to the museums you and I go to, they're all shunted over. Yeah. So then it leaves the
all museums are
exactly. All museums are now adults only.
Or it could be
by
like,
default, not even by fiat.
Like the Cal Sciences has the adults night.
That's
on
true.
Thursdays
yes.
where you could go in and there's like a bar every 6 feet.
Exploratorium has that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like there's an idea in here about first dates, and that is the worst first date.
Really?
Or I should say, it is
worst
the best to watch first dates.
Ooh.
Yes.
Because they're all horrible. You'll get a couple people who are there on a date, and that's cute, but the first dates, somebody is bored as.
There is swearing. You can say whatever you want.
Excellent. Fuck. Drunk Star Trek?
Mm-hmm.
It exists!
I'm sure. Wait, has that not been talked about?
Yeah, how
incredible.
I think if everyone sees it, they're like, I've seen these episodes.
Yes, it's true, because it does exist, yes. So.
Also, when is it filming again? Because I was promised.
We need to give
it to you. You do this?
Yes, okay, yeah. So the idea is basically Drunk History, right?
Yes.
Where so you get somebody wasted, and then they retell their favorite Star Trek episode.
Ooh, I found my beverage of choice, by the way.
Oh, excellent.
Legit Bajoran Spring Wine.
Excellent.
Can't make this up. I'm going to show you, those of you who are in the room, a photo. I can't make this up. There is a product called Blanc de Bleu. It's like a blueberry sparkling wine.
Oh.
It is spring wine.
Oh.
It's the right color.
Ooh. Somebody just posted that the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's legit. Also, it's really cheap.
Excellent.
Because it's blue fake champagne.
Yeah,
that's
brilliant.
I love this.
Yeah,
all right.
So
that's the idea, right? It's you get somebody wasted, and then they retell their favorite Star Trek episode, and then you reenact it with, like, you know,
actors.
Shitty costumes and actors. So my friend Evie, who has actually been on the show, she decided to make it, and she just sort of like ran with it. And so, in order to avoid trouble with the CBS fan film guidelines, it has been named Tales from 10 Forward. But if you go looking for it, there are 5 episodes.
I'm not gonna lie.
No, 4.
That is a beautiful name.
Yeah.
There are 4 episodes up on YouTube right now.
Yeah.
And they're mostly TNG. One of them is Original Recipe.
I'm gonna bring DS9 into this mix.
Oh yes, please.
Do. Mm-hmm. Yes, please do.
This is gonna happen.
Yes.
I love this. I love this.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next thing on the list, this I feel is nice and practical, the mimosa cart.
Whoa.
Okay. So this is a thing that I feel like you could do at Dolores Park.
Yes.
I know for sure that it is a thing that they actually did more or less implement at in the main post of the Presidio. There's that big ass lawn, right? Yep. And so they started doing like a food truck picnic thing on weekends there, where somebody would walk around literally with a little red wagon.
It has to be a red.
Yeah,
it's gotta be a red flyer.
Buckets. Yeah, there were ice buckets, bottles of champagne, and orange juice, and they would just sell you basically a kit for making the mimosa,
like mimosas.
So that was basically the idea that I had. And
I
so,
love this. Good. So, I think you're gonna need a bigger wagon.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I mean,
like,
they.
I'm imagining a radio flyer, and I'm like, that serves two.
Yeah. I mean, I think they either made multiple trips, there were multiple wagons, but they definitely did that. I don't know if they still do. I mean, you know, it's been a few years.
This could be just a good community service act to, like, not even sell it, but just bring your mimosa wagon out and surprise strangers with. But that sounds bad.
I see where you're going. However,
I gotta think this through a little better.
It's kind of like accepting candy from strangers.
What if the little half champagne bottles, if they're still wrapped? Although I guess the juice could be poisonous. I don't have an answer for this. No one in the world is trustworthy anymore.
Can we just not imagine that people are drugging everyone? That's really a bummer.
I mean, it's really true. Bummer. But this is the world in which we now exist.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Okay, so I'm really excited / ashamed of this one.
Yes.
Social justice prostitution.
Okay. Oh. So this was an idea that I mean. Again, so here's
this right is also up front. A community service in Dolores Park.
Yes. right up front.
Strangers. Exactly.
I mean, like those
less
of you
likely to be drugged.
Those of you who've listened to the episode that Evie and Avery are know that whenever the idea comes to my head, I have to write it down. Right. Mm-hmm. Whether it's good or bad. But this one, I feel like honestly, this one. Okay. So the idea here basically is just that this person is like a regular prostitute, except that instead of accepting money, she gets people to promise that they will do certain things. So it's sort of like, you know what I mean? Like, I will definitely give you a hand job if you promise to vote Democrat in the next election.
So this is a barter system.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Does that make it prostitution then?
I have no idea.
Yeah, that may actually be.
That was the best concept the best name for the concept I could think of. Because definitely, it's sexual favors in exchange for promises to do social good. So it's like, I will blow you if you will support Black Lives Matter publicly in the following ways, right? Or like,
I mean, the IRS couldn't.
They can't tax you on that.
It's untaxable.
It's true.
And so I think it's considered earnings.
Yeah, yeah.
It's more like free love.
That seems possible. That seems possible. So again, like that prostitution, it was the best mental model I could come up with.
Yeah.
For the thing that I was. I don't know, right? Like, is it sexual abuse for a thing? Right. But it's not really a thing, it's an act. So I don't, again, like the model actually doesn't really exist for this, this concept. I
am also in favor of the opposite of this, instead of, you know, explicitly designating a prostitute to reward people who are doing well, just a general call for all people to not have sex with
people who don't do social
And this has worked in many places around the world. No, there have been sex strikes. They're really fucking effective. Oh.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, look it up. It's so good.
Great. Okay, yes, perfect. Mm-hmm. So something like that. But in reverse, where it's sort of like, you know, we'll bang you if you promise
to
do
the world in concert. Like, strike plus, if you prove that you're decent,
right.
Bonus for you.
Yes.
I actually think that this might be one of the best ways to move our society in a better direction.
I'd be in. I
have to draft your wife to be like, I am on strike.
Yes.
Until you prove that you've done some social good this week.
Right. I mean, you know, I was going to say, as a married person, I feel like I'm sort of out of the pool for this, but.
But historically speaking, these sex strikes have been amongst married people.
Yeah, wives
as well.
Are the ones conducting that.
Ah, sure.
So, you know, if your wife happens to just, you know, go through her list and just be like, you know what, your evidence of social good this week is kind of, it's dropping.
I actually think we can organize this.
Yeah. Listen.
I mean, how many women around the world did the Women's March?
There were a lot. I heard there were a few of them. Yeah.
I feel like this is a tide that could turn in a really good direction.
I'd be about it. I'd be about it.
We'll talk to Mavis.
Excellent.
We will talk to your wife and we will sort all of this. You will be persona number one.
You're going to get like a brand new kind of honeydew list.
Yes, I love this. Okay, so the next one up is all bars should employ one Amazon guard.
Yes.
Okay.
All bars should have like one like tall, powerful woman in like Amazon armor.
Okay.
Who is just
like
there?
Straight up Wonder Woman.
Yeah, straight up just Wonder Woman. But she's
but like a scary Wonder Woman.
Yeah, yeah. She's got a fucking sword.
Like she will bounce the shit out of.
Yes.
You don't think Wonder Woman's scary now?
I mean, she's only scary if you witness her in combat.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
Right?
So you want somebody imposing.
I want somebody imposing at every bar who, like, you can turn to if, you know, if somebody's like, this guy won't fucking leave me alone. And then, you know, the Amazon comes over and just explains the world.
Amazonian splaining. What is that?
It's
just real talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just straight up.
It's real talk at the edge of a blade.
We're dealing ancient truths.
Yeah.
Ancient truths. I love it. Oh my gosh, I love this idea.
Yeah.
So that's what I imagined when I first looked at the list.
Yeah.
And then because it didn't say Amazonian, I had a moment where I was scared that they were also delivering things.
Yeah, yeah. Where it might be
like a prime bouncer.
Yeah.
So not a bad idea. And Amazon's always looking to grow.
I mean, honestly,
like you could, if you're a prime account holder, because they are always expanding the reach of that service. You just be like, yeah, on-demand bouncer, and then like some very, very imposing person shows up to bounce whatever you need.
I mean,
task rabbit for Amazons, basically.
This makes high school parties
just a different level.
Everything's better.
Makes a lot of situations better. If you got like an on-demand bouncer,
yes,
yeah.
Like you're in a meeting at work that just is not going your way.
She's
like, oh, hang on, my Amazon Prime is here.
Like, I mean, it's reverse firing.
It's actually, like, right, but like the best thing is my Amazon Prime, and it's literally an Amazon woman who's a bouncer. And like, she shows up and she's like, this meeting's over.
Also, I love. And given everything that's been going on recently, I love the idea of someone showing up and actually having a talking to your managers, your HR, your bosses, yeah. And being like, so, I don't have to tell you names, but you fucked up.
And just stand there with a sword on the ground. Can that be a service, like, that we create, like a diversity and inclusion adjacent business?
Sure.
In which, like, a very...
Amazonians on demand.
Amazonian woman shows up with a sword, like right to like the CEO of literally any startup that is
any of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like barges into, you know, Uber or wherever and like puts the sword down. Travis, no.
I think I know at least one person who knows Ellen Powell. Like maybe we should just we'll put a meeting on the books.
I'm not gonna lie, that would be amazing even as a PR stunt.
Yes, agreed. I think we have time for one more idea.
Oh my gosh. Well, then I'm going to flip things and ask for a puppy theme park, including Corgiland.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. It's a theme park that is themed around puppies somehow. I'm not exactly sure how.
Are the puppies the customer or the entertainment or both?
Oh,
that's an awesome question.
Because
I don't know. I was envisioning them as the entertainment. You know, like where there would be like various obstacle courses that would be really cute to watch puppies run, and then like at the end of the obstacle course, you get to meet the puppies. There are probably like vast.
It's like gladiator trials, but fluffy.
Yeah, but there's like all over this park. There are just like. Little areas where there's just puppies and you can just go in and meet them.
Okay.
But there would be one specifically, but not just puppies. Like, there would be one area that's just for, like, big dogs, you know, so you can, like, I want to meet a Samoyed. You can meet a Samoyed.
All the mastiffs.
Yeah, but there's another zone of the park that's just for corgis and maybe corgi mixes.
Well, that's where you send the children who are misbehaving because the corgis will take care of them.
That's
true. They'll just round them all up. Okay.
Yes.
Opposing idea.
Yes.
A theme park where puppies are actually the attendees and cast members are paid and trained to keep them entertained.
It's called Pet Camp.
Oh.
It's a boarding place. Mm. And there's some classes.
Amazing. Amazing.
But I also love the idea of actually just getting to witness that from the outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So to your point, like, human slaves.
Yeah.
Human entertainment.
Sure.
You could actually maybe even buy tickets to be the human.
Yes, yes. Right. You need to go through a minimum training, I think. But yeah.
And then you could just hang out with all the puppies all day long. I don't have a problem with either one of these things existing.
It could also simply exist as a reward.
Yeah.
Like, this is just a place you get to go if you've
so
been good.
So after you get the sex, you get the puppies.
You do your social justice activity of the week, and then you get to hang out in a ball pit with 45 corgis.
Oh, wow.
That is better than sex. I'm sorry.
I think you at least beat the average there.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. It is now that part of the podcast where we talk about if anybody here has a terrible recommendation or an idea of their own that they would like to put out amongst the masses. Does anybody have something?
Oh, I will actually volunteer my idea.
Please.
Because I think this needs to happen. I think that the Idea Factory needs to become open sourced.
Yes.
That there should be a GitHub repository wherein people can pull request with their ideas, you know, therefore growing the list exponentially, perhaps, but also just making the weird.
I fully support this.
I mean, we'd have to
stipulate. And then if you were like, were to forget your idea now, but remember it later, you could just be like, you know what? I know what this is, and I need to tell the world.
And it goes into everyone else's brain consciousness mm-hmm. in a lovely way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so nerdy, it might work.
I mean, like, honestly, you've seen the spreadsheet, right? Like, there's a name for the idea, there's a category for it, and then there's any notes associated therewith. Mm-hmm. And that's really all you need. There would need to be another field for just the name of the originator.
Right.
Right?
But here's the beautiful part.
Yes.
If, let's say that you were the administrator of this repository and therefore had to approve all of the pull requests. The idea might originate with someone else, but as soon as it crosses your mind, it is crossed into the Johnson junk drawer. And, you know, so by virtue of, you know, contact, it's now your idea. Like, with attribution, but
of course.
It's your idea that you've put some thought into.
Fascinating.
So, yeah.
Ideas breed other ideas.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, shit.
And corgis sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
yes!
Would you give me a hand then? Maybe
I will help you
this?
Set up this repository.
And
even maybe some other fun things, like a website where you could go and see a randomized idea.
Oh my god.
Yes.
I mean, depending how sophisticated the tagging gets on your spreadsheet, we can also link to episodes in which those are discussed, but let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Indeed. Indeed. Well,
my terrible recommendation is to over-engineer something that has not yet been built.
I'll write your documentation.
Yes!
Excellent, because I got out of that game a while ago, and I'm glad that you were there for it. This has been Idea Factory Giveaway. I am Ferocious J on the word Ferocious, the letter J on Twitter and Instagram.
I am Jennifer Marie on Twitter, and Most Splendid on Instagram, because some person who hasn't used the account took the other name. Where's the squatters?
And I'm Duchess Hell on everything.
That is excellent. Such a good name!
Remember, if you have heard an idea that you like, you should go ahead and do it. I would just like credit and a cut. If you've enjoyed the episode, you should feel free to subscribe or maybe tell a friend about it.
Your friend to subscribe.
Yes, exactly.
Bring them a mimosa in a wagon, possibly a corgi. Mm. Tell them to subscribe and to do an act of social good this week.
Excellent.